A new survey of retail workers has found an increase in reports of physical and emotional abuse towards staff. This has increased during the pandemic, and it comes as the New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says to retail workers, you can police the rules on face masks. The Premier says she's comfortable with staff turning shoppers away if they refuse to wear a mask. But should we be expecting people on the checkout to enforce rules that the Premier won't set herself? Paul Zara is the CEO of the Retailers Association. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Ben.
Is that fair to put all of that on the people working at retail?
Well, not quite fair, I guess. It's not really the retail staff's responsibility to be enforcing mask wearing. We went out yesterday. We strongly recommend that both customers and staff do wear masks, particularly in those hot spots through New South Wales. We're certainly not enforcing anything.
I mean, it puts them in a difficult position. We've already got this survey saying that they've experienced more physical and emotional abuse than ever before. And then we're saying to people, okay, well, you can turn people away, even though legally they're allowed to be there without a mask because the Premier hasn't set any rules.
This is true. So it hasn't been mandated in the state. Each store has their own guidelines and escalation protocols. However, customer aggression is not new and it's been heightened through the pandemic around issues, particularly hoarding in supermarkets has been quite a large issue.
Wouldn't it be easier if there were rules in place so that anyone working at the checkout could just refer to the rules and say, I'm sorry, I don't make them up?
This is true. So, well, look, we are aligned behind governments in their efforts and appreciate they're under incredible pressure. I guess it would be great if we were aligned as retail and government in the way we support these types of decisions. As I said, retailers are encouraging their staff and customers, but we're certainly not enforcing mask wearing.
We appreciate your time this morning, Paul.
You're welcome.
Paul Zara, CEO of the Australian Retailers Association.